Then the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, because with a strong hand he shall let them go, and with a strong hand he shall drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord Jehovah. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah, He who is, I was not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord Jehovah, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will take you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, and with great judgments. And I will take you to myself for a people, and I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning which I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for an inheritance. I am the Lord Jehovah. And so Moses spoke to the children of Israel. But they did not listen to Moses because of the anguish of spirit, and because of the cruel bondage. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Go now, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before the Lord Jehovah, saying, Look, the children of Israel have not listened to me. How then shall Pharaoh, who is of uncircumcised lips, listen to me? And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and gave them a charge to the children of Israel, and to Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben the firstborn of Israel, Hanoch, and Pallu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul the son of a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations, Gershon and Kohath, and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimi, according to their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahali, and Mushi, these are the families of Levi according to their generations. And Amram took for himself Jochebed his father's sister to be his wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses, and the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, and Nepheg, and Zikri, and the sons of Uziel, Mishael, and Elzaphan, and Zithri. And Aaron took for himself Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nashon, to be his wife, and she bore him Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And the sons of Korah, Asir, and Elkanah, and Abiasaph, these are the families of the Korhites. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took for himself one of the daughters of Putiel to be his wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites according to their families. These are the same Aaron and Moses, to whom the Lord Jehovah said, Bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies. These are the ones who spoke to Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are the same Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass on the day when the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, I am the Lord Jehovah. You speak to Pharaoh king of Egypt all that I say to you. And Moses said before the Lord Jehovah, I am of uncircumcised lips, and why should Pharaoh listen to me?